Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Good comes from good. Good cannot come from evil. Only evil comes from evil. You know, David quoted that when he was had the opportunity to kill Saul. But David said, no, my hand will not touch him, not the Lord's anointed. And he talked about how that evil comes from evil. It proceeds from the evil. A bad thing, a terrible thing, is not to come from a good person. So he's not going to hurt this man. He's not going to do this. He said, you know, his time will come. If he doesn't straighten up, basically I'm paraphrasing, God put him in there. God can take him out. But my hand won't touch him. Because evil comes from evil. Oh, do you hear this? You try to hear it, people will try to tell you, well, we're doing evil to accomplish the greater good. Mm-mm. Evil comes from evil. Well, the end justifies the means. No, it does not. Evil comes from evil. Evil stuff means an evil inside. Evil fruit. Turn back there and read it. In the New Testament, in the book of Luke, chapter 6, Luke 6:43. For a good tree brings not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree is known by his fruit. Is he talking about fruit trees? No. No, he's talking about people. For of thorns, men do not gather figs. What do you get off of thorn bushes? Thorns. You don't get figs, you get thorns. Nor of a bramble bush do they gather grapes. A good man. Are you reading this with me now?
Yes.
What kind of man?
Good man.
How can you tell if somebody's a good man or a good woman? Someone says, well, you know, hey, you got to watch them. They'll lie to you. They'd just sooner lie to you and tell you the truth. And don't leave any money laying around because they will steal it. But they got a good heart. Well, I'm sorry, but no, they don't. They can change. I said they can change. They can be forgiven. They can change. But evil comes from what?
Evil.
Bad comes from what?
Bad.
Some folks didn't like that. Reconcile it with this verse. Don't just look at me. Verse 45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart does what? Brings forth what? That which is good. And a what?
Evil man
out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is
evil
or bad. So how do you get this fixed? Let's say a person, all this bad stuff is coming out of this person. How do we get it fixed? First of all, you got to be born again. And your insides are changed. You're no longer a dead spirit with an evil father. Satan's your father. No, you're born again. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And these things are of God who is good. So these things are good. Good things of a good God. But that's not the end. Then you got to get your insides filled with good. You need to be filled with the good Spirit of God. And you need to be filled with the good Word of God. And you need to be having input of good all of the week, every day, every night, input of good, input of good. We should watch and beware of things around us, media, internet, TV, movies, books that are trying to get some evil in there, some bad, trying to put bad in us. You feed on something enough, it's going to get in you. You get enough of it in you, it's going to come out of you. Well, what about the other side of it? What if you just get the word in you? The word, the good word, the good word, the good word. The good spirit of God, the good word of God. The good spirit of God, well, even if you've been a sorry rascal, you're going to change. You can have a cup full of dirty, mucky, nasty stuff. Stuff crud on the sides of the glass and stuff cruddy floating on top of the stuff. And you can take some fresh water and you can start flowing it into that glass. Right? Yes, and you might be so dark you couldn't see through it, but it's going to begin to force that stuff over the side, and you just keep it coming and keep it coming. It'll eventually wash all of that out of there and displace all of it out of there. Amen. And you can be washed. Yes. With the washing of the water of the word, and washed with the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. People say, you better watch out, go to that church, they'll brainwash you. That thing needs a good scrubbing. It needs a good washing. Right? But not from men's ideas, from God's holy, clean, pure, purifying word. That's why you ought to read your chapter every day. That's why you ought to pray in tongues every day. That's why you ought to go to church and you ought to fellowship with good people that want to talk about good things, that want to do good things. Teenagers and adults, you can't hang around people that all they want to do is bad stuff without it affecting you. You can't do it. All they want to do is talk about getting high. That's all they want to do. They want to talk about stealing something. All they want to do is talk about fornication or having affairs. You don't need to be around that. You can't afford that. Your flesh doesn't need to hear that. It can be challenging enough to deal with on its own without getting fed and nourished with this bad stuff. So even though you think they're your friend, you don't need to spend all this time with them. And all they want to talk about is bad stuff. And all they want to do is bad stuff. I know this may sound elementary, but it's important tonight. What did he say? A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is good. How can you tell if they're good people? This is, well, nobody really knows. It's hidden in the heart. Well, no. Out of the abundance of the heart. What does that mean, out of? It means it comes out. Somebody full of something, it's going to come out. If they're full of lust, that's going to come out. They'll say off-color stuff and not even mean to. Did you hear me? If they're full of covetousness, they'll say it, not even mean to. Then they'll start backpedaling, go, I didn't mean that. You know, I mean, believe me, I don't care about all that stuff. When somebody starts saying, believe me, trust me, that's when you need to start backing up. Usually when people say, I'm not trying to be haughty or judgmental. Most of the time, that's exactly what they're doing. The reason they even thought of it is because the Lord's trying to check them inside about it. Now, I'm not judging them. I'm not. But let me just tell you what I think about it. No, you just, it's exactly what you're doing. I'm not trying to talk about anybody. But a good man out of the good treasure brings forth the good. Evil, a bad man, out of the bad treasure of his heart brings forth that which is bad, for out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Thank you, Master, for light. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Back up just a little bit further in this same chapter. Go to Romans, please. Just wait on that passage there. Go to Romans 1, and I'm going to need the Amplified. Romans, the first chapter. This is a perfect example of the truth we're talking about tonight. Did you know in some countries it is now illegal to preach out of the latter part of this chapter? Romans 1. That's not an exaggeration. It's illegal to get on TV, I should say. To get on TV or a public venue and read these verses and comment on them. Let's believe God this does not happen in our country. And let's not only pray, but let's vote. And anybody that will try to do this kind of thing in our nation, let's put them out of office.
Right?
This is supposed to be a country, you know, by the people and for the people. So if enough of us want it a different way, that's the way it should be. And there's a lot of us. I said, there's a lot of us. Well, we might not all agree, you know, on healing or tongues or prosperity, but we all agree that Jesus is the Son of God and that this book is it. And let's not let that happen. But the whole thing has to do with people calling bad good and good bad and twisting and changing. I'm so thankful we can read the last part of Romans 1 and just read it just like it's written and not blink an eye and not be afraid that somebody's going to try to lock the doors on this place before the next service. Now that should tell us something. When people say you can't use those verses.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me